This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. One of the big headlines of the day, the U.S. is publicly blaming China for a massive cyber attack done earlier this year, for breaching Microsoft email systems used by organizations and businesses around the world. And so it wasn't just the U.S. that pointed its finger at China. NATO, the EU, and a handful of other countries joined in. But all of this public shaming was, well, just that. Members of the alliance did vow to work together to, you know, disrupt cyber threats and defend each other against them. But these promises of cooperative security and threat alerts, they don't have actual teeth. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer looks at some of the more forceful options the Biden administration might consider.
Option one. Treat China more like Russia by sanctioning government officials involved in cyber attacks or expelling Chinese diplomats from the U.S. But these first two options risk further destabilizing the close economic relationship between the U.S. and China, says Weifeng Zhang, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
I think it's inevitable that when we try to enhance national security, we'll have to make some sacrifices.
Like maybe Hollywood would have to sacrifice some profits because Chinese officials could limit the number of U.S. films that could be shown there. A third option for the U.S., retaliate with its own cyber attacks. But that's risky, too. Meg King, a cybersecurity expert at the Wilson Center, says the U.S. could inadvertently shut something down it didn't mean to. And
the risk that you might either let some sort of malicious software malware escape that then you as a country are responsible for is a big risk as well.
King says other countries could also misunderstand the intent behind a U.S. cyber attack and respond in unexpected ways. That's where today's announcement could help. Andrew Lone, a senior cybersecurity fellow at Georgetown University, says right now the U.S. is trying to get buy-in from its allies for any future options.
But they need to build up that support publicly and internationally, in order for them to have larger scale actions.
Beijing hasn't said much in response to this public shaming by the U.S. and its allies. In the past, China's foreign ministry has said Beijing firmly opposes and combats cyber attacks in all forms. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.